If you are late submitting your VAT return or paying the amount due, you will be subject to a default surcharge. This applies regardless of whether you send in paper returns or electronic returns. The first time you are late in paying the VAT due, you'll get a surcharge liability notice, but nothing will happen. No penalty will be charged. This informs you that if you are late again within a 12-month period, you'll be subject to a surcharge. If you are late paying VAT in that 12-month period, the surcharge will be 2% of the VAT due, and the surcharge liability notice will be extended for another 12 months. The default surcharges rise from 2% to 15%, depending on how often you are late in a default surcharge period. If you have a repayment due and the repayment is delayed by HM Revenue and Customs, then HM Revenue and Customs will pay a 5% repayment supplement. They do have 30 days in which to pay the VAT claimed on a VAT return, but that 30 days can be extended for HM Revenue and Customs to make reasonable inquiries as to the accuracy of the VAT return itself. If you cannot get the actual figures for a VAT return and are worried that you will be late and incur a surcharge, you can submit an estimated return. If you are going to submit an estimated return, you must get permission from HM Revenue and Customs to do so. Any balance due from the estimated return should be declared to HM Revenue and Customs on the next VAT return following the estimated return. If you have not traded or made any supplies in the period and do not wish to claim any VAT incurred in the period concerned, you must submit a nil return. Do not leave it, as you will be surcharged.